Hi everyone, SameMade here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations. Once again, YouTube is throttling the Manosphere into the ground. Hammerhand is also getting slammed into the ground and his views are being dropped into oblivion, even though they just monetized him. I guess that's what they call misandric mind games. So move over to Rumble, Odyssey, and BitChute if you actually want to get my content in the future. Links are in the description. Anyways, I read a post on the Men's Rights Forum called "When Did Talking About Men's Problems Become Sexist and Misogynistic?" The guy posting it was talking to a woman and complaining about men's issues. He was arguing that men can be discriminated against as well as women. She argued that his arguments were misogynistic. Because vagina, of course. Yes, because talking about men being hurt as victims is also misogyny, don't you know? You can't argue rationally with most women. Once enough men realize this, they'll go quiet and walk away. But we're stubborn and keep coming back for second and third helpings of crazy. So why did that woman say that guys are misogynists for bringing up the plight of men? Well, if she accuses him of hating women first, then he can't accuse women of hating men. That's the game. Nothing more, nothing brassed. The guy continued by asking everyone, since one is talking about a certain category's issues, i.e. men, racist and misogynistic, just because said category is not women. The guy mentioned that the woman he was talking to about this was also a PhD. Guys in the comments section under that post said just because you're edumacated doesn't mean you're smart, referring to the woman, of course. But I would say that she's very smart. She's taking out the guy's ability to argue before he even begins. She knows men very well, her opponents. But the guy she's arguing against clearly doesn't understand either male or female nature. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Men Need to Learn the Art of War Clown World Show. Women are allowed to talk about men all the time. Look at old school Cosmo magazine and their articles that have top 10 ways to get him to propose to you. There are countless articles, too, with ways to encourage him to be romantic. Women at Walmart can purchase psychological manipulation manuals for men while their meow mix is being scanned. If there were similar articles there for men, they would rampage into the store like Black Friday shoppers to loot the store and burn all the men's magazines and manuals that teach us about female nature. The sad thing is women have a monopoly around talking about both men and women's issues. They seem to be the only ones allowed to discuss what's best for men and women. They are the dominant organism on the face of the earth, because men are dumb when it comes to them. For us guys, talking about women is the equivalent of a bunch of guys moving into hospitals and starting to take over all the nursing jobs. The thought of that would put many women into a panic. They can't allow men to take the narrative over and apply the rules from the art of war in the sexual marketplace. Knowing about male and female nature as a man means that you have a better chance at winning an argument with her. But even if you're evenly matched up, she's still going to win, because women typically go for distance and irritation. They either wear you out until you concede defeat, or they make life so difficult and hell until you comply. The attacks are rampant, and the only way to prevent them in the past was to have separate male and female spaces. Of course, women would try and invade those male spaces back then, and they couldn't do it successfully because gender roles were better defined. That's one of the reasons I think that gender is becoming more fluid these days, so that women can increasingly pour themselves into men's spaces with impunity. I think there's a real danger that if MGTOW and men's rights are driven to all tech platforms, which are just echo chambers for the most part, that those are places where our philosophies are going to be sent to die, and society is effectively going to rid itself of us by leaving only those options open to us. As they say, never press your enemy too hard and give them an outlet for escape, because an enemy that doesn't have any way to get away will fight ferociously. So talking about women on all tech is that narrow escape that they've given us. And it makes me think that governments won't censor free speech, but just relegate it to the irrelevant corners of the internet. Of course, once in a while, something interesting will pop up on YouTube. And even as I mentioned recently with the Real Femme Sapien and Just Pearly things, it's 6 months to a year and then your views and relevance crash. The only guys that have been able to successfully get off the mainstream tech platforms and survive have been Alex Jones, and now he's being sued into oblivion, as well as Andrew Tate and even turd-flinging monkey from what I've seen. I'm also sure guys like Dave Cullen are fine, but for most content creators, it's damn near impossible. Andrew Tate has figured out a way to talk about women, have other people share his videos about them, and then funnel new viewers and audience towards his Rumble page. That was a genius move, and it makes me think that at some point, they'll try and Alex Jones him by saying he's some sort of sex trafficker or some other way to destroy his financial fortunes because his ability to influence the masses is no longer dependent on mainstream platforms. For guys like him and Jones, it doesn't matter if what they say about women is actually considered sexist or not. What matters is their message is resonating with men and it can't be stopped. Andrew Tate searches on Google are half of what they were when he was unpersoned. But searches are growing again, so the wokesters are going to have to try something new to stop him. He's talking about the truth when it comes to women, and women will do whatever it takes to stop him. It'll be interesting to see what they do next against him. I hope they don't put a Colt 45 next to his head and say that he ended himself. Who knows what women and the simps that love them are capable of. I think the powers that don't want you to be are afraid of another Mr. Mustache rising up without their permission, especially through the internet. Someone that uses new tech to build a cult personality around themselves that's absolutely unstoppable. Building such a cult around teaching men the truth about female nature is not such a bad idea at this point. So when I hear guys say that MGTOW is there to promote the depopulation of the species, I think the guys saying that are nuts, because it's being heavily censored. Part of the reason it's being suppressed is because women have to control the narrative about themselves as well as men. And another part of it being suppressed is because the most dangerous thing to the elites is a bunch of men that have awakened to how women in soy society are using and abusing them. And then they might choose to rise up or something. I've said before that war is the main way that men come together for a common purpose instead of focusing on their own individual achievements. MGTOW has true revolutionary power, and that's why I think it's being suppressed. It probably has nothing to do with sexism or misogyny. There's tons of content online that's sexist and allowed to make money. It's only when it promotes the idea that men should unite under a common flag that it starts to become a threat. Or when the flag men unite under says focus on more important things than women. Men talking about women is only sexist because women say it is. When women say that and men in power don't like what a specific group of men is saying, then they always seem to use misogyny as a scapegoat for a bigger reason behind the curtain. Andrew Tate, for example, is clear, concise, and charismatic. Men like him rose to leadership roles throughout history because of that. But today those in power are a bunch of simps and stilettos, and they don't want masculine men to build up a following and threaten their power base. Here's looking at you, Trudeau. So where do we go from here? I think the censorship of what's left of MGTOW and then the entire manosphere is about to get massively ramped up. Pretty much anything that's talking about women or trying to unify men under the common banner of explaining bad female behavior. I think the elites believe that MGTOW men will unify in some way and then take them on. Either that or it'll just contribute to inflation by not working as much, thus thinning out the labor pool, and making the cost of labor go up and up. Sure, MGTOWs destroy the family and create a situation that means that if there's a depopulation agenda that it works for it. But at the same time, it also makes men independent from women. Sometimes corporations and governments too, because men more easily free ourselves financially when we go our own way. And there's always the risk that we will be uniting and causing that revolution. For the globalists, that means there are more negatives than positives for them. I guess they probably follow the old Ben Franklin method for trying to figure out if something is worth doing or not. On one side of a piece of paper, you write down the positives, and on the other side, the negatives. And whichever side has more of them tells you if it's a good or bad idea or course of action. So MGTOW brings more negatives to those in power rather than positives. So it's easy to see that censorship is the best course of action for them right now. The idea of talking about women as being misogynistic is probably just a cover to gain public support for booting us off a platform slowly. What women want in this case is just being used as an excuse to rally public support against us. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want to smash any man that talks about either male or female nature, and not in a good way. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that think that MGTOW is part of some conspiracy to control the size of the population away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.